Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing How Great Thou Art, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled There Is Hope in God, from Hosea chapter 2, verses 11 through 15.
And when I say that God His Son not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to Thee. How great Thou art! How great
best night's sleep, old Daniel ever got. What God did for three Hebrews in a burning fire furnace, He'll bring you through every trial and every dilemma that you go through. And what God did for David in defeating Goliath, this same God will do for you today. Yeah, but preacher, that's Old Testament and that's Bible stuff. But God in the Bible is the God of today. Amen. So God never fails. You know what? God never fails to answer prayer. Call unto me and I will answer thee, He said. Amen. Knock. Seek. Ask. It'll be open. He'll respond. He'll give. Today, God not only does that, but God heals. I still believe in the great physician. Amen. I said, I still believe in the great physician. Amen. Hallelujah. I still believe today God still saves souls. Amen. I believe God today can bring a person out of the depths of hell that they're in and go into the fires of destruction, and God can save their soul. I believe today that God can deliver today. You know, the world will try to put a hook on us and lure us in, but thank God, I'm glad God can take the hook out. And I'm glad God can set us free. Christ Jesus has been risen today, and He's risen from the dead. And because of Him today, we have eternal life through His redemptive blood. Do you have that promise today? Do you have that hope? Do you know that you're saved today? Come on. Really, do you know that you're saved today? Well, I sure hope so, preacher. You better uncross that. You better uncross your eyes too, because it's not going to get you there. The only thing that's going to get you there today is coming to Jesus as you are, lost, undone, going to hell, but realizing that and coming to that realization today that you need the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross over 2,000 years ago and provided a means of salvation. See, all is sin and come short of the glory of God. There's none righteous, no, not one. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And realizing all of that, then knowing today where as sin did abound, His grace did much more abound. Amen. Jesus died for lost sinners such as you and I at the cross. And I'm glad on the 2nd of February, 1975, this old hell-bent, hell-deserving, hell-going sinner changed my life and redeemed my soul. And brother, I'll tell you what I got that day, I have not been the same since. Did that make you perfect? No, it didn't make me perfect, but it made me forgiven. Amen. And it gave me the surety today of a home in heaven. And if you don't have that surety today, well, preacher, I'm at church. I'm trying to do the best I can. That's not going to get you there, friend. We can put your pillow out and let you sleep on the pews. But it's not going to get you to heaven. You can go home with me and help me take care of Squirt. But it's not going to get you there. I don't care who you are, where you've been. I don't care your family lineage. You can have an uncle and a grandpa and everything else that's been preachers and servants in the house of the Lord. That's not going to save you. What's going to save you is when you come to the realization you're a sinner and you need Jesus. And you cry out to God, forgive me, be merciful to me, O Lord. Forgive me my sin. Come into my heart, my life, and save me. That's what will save you. That when you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, hallelujah, that's God's way. We come up with all these plans and ways and stuff. We grab people and take them to rooms. Well, let me tell you what. Between an altar and a room, the power of the conviction of God, your mind can be pulled off of that. I believe when God deals with your heart, you need to take care of it right there, right then, that you need to ask the Lord into your heart and your life. I don't need to sit down and counsel you today about how to get saved. You lost, you need to get saved. You ask Jesus to forgive you and come into your heart and your life, and He saves you. Amen. It's that simple, but it's that awesome too. And if you don't have that promise, that hope today, I plead with you, get saved today. So we have a hope that is from God today. Our God is in control and will give the strength that is needed to face every trial that you'll encounter in life. What trial are you going through, friend? Because I didn't ask you to raise your hand. I didn't do anything to embarrass you today. This is between you and God. But I know in my spirit, Every one of you in this room have some type of storm or trial or problem going on in your life. Because you're human and you live on planet Earth and you have limitations. And friends, that qualifies us to have problems. You may not know it, but the person maybe even sitting next to you this morning might be going through one of the greatest shadows and valleys of life that they have ever encountered. And you may admit it. We can cloak and hide these things. We can put on a facade in our face, but in our heart we know things are a struggle. But I want to tell you today this, there's hope in God. Amen. Praise God. The Word says, if you will believe, you shall receive. However, God's Word is only today obtainable through faith. Only through faith. You've got to reach out to the nail-scarred hand of Jesus Christ today and by faith believe. Not only for salvation, but you've got to reach out and believe that God can solve the issues and problems and storms that you're going through in your life. Are you here today and you don't have any hope? Well, thank God, He's here today to change that for you. And is your heart today broken? Have you been through a tough time in life? Are you struggling in life today? Do you feel like the journey ahead, you're on a treadmill, and man, you're pressing as hard as you can, but you're not getting anywhere? Listen today, you're not here by accident. You're here today by God's divine appointment. God has you here by purpose. Your hopelessness today can be turned to hope. So therefore today, there is a never-failing God who sits on the throne of heaven today. He controls this universe, and He's declared in the book of blessings over 3,000 promises that have your name on it. That He is a real God. I don't care what the idiots of this world say. I don't care what the atheists say. I don't care what the agnostics say. I don't care what the non-believers say. I don't care what anybody says. The fact is, He is a real God. And there's nothing today that can remove that fact. They can burn the book. They can cut the book up. They can ban the book. But they cannot remove the fact that He is a real God. He's a real God that died a real death. He's a real God that went to a real tomb. He's a real God that came up on the third day. He's a real God today that provides salvation. He's a real God that ascended. He's a real God that's coming back. He is our God, and our God is real. They give the church, give the Lord church some praise in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Not only is He a real God, but He's an eternal God. He's an available God. He's an all-powerful God. He's a God that can change your life. But you've got to trust Him, try Him, and He will today will bring triumph to your life. You don't have to live down and out. Amen. As we today are approaching this Christmas season, for many it's an oppressing, depressing time. I hate to say it. It is. Some of you, and I know folks today, that they had a loved one pass away, or a tragedy happened in their life around this season of Christmas or Thanksgiving. But let me tell you, this may be depressing times, but the manger was not a mistake. And today the cross didn't conquer Christ. He conquered at the cross. And the manger and the cross, it brings hope to you and I today. We can rejoice, hallelujah, on the 27th day. We don't have to wait until the flipping of the calendar to December. We don't have to wait to December the 25th. Today we can rejoice because today a Savior is born. A Son is given today. And we can rejoice that not only was the Savior today born, but this Savior died. And we can rejoice that this Savior is resurrected. And we can rejoice this Savior is coming back again one day. Amen. Rejoice in the Lord. Because He lives, you have hope. Today, maybe you're living in a position where you feel that you're a failure. Well, I hate to tell you. Well, no, I don't mind telling you this. You're looking at a room of failures. Because all of us are. Every one of us have failed in life. Amen. But I'm glad that failure is not final. I'm glad God can turn that around. And your past today can be under the blood of Jesus Christ. And your past today can be forgiven. And your life can be changed. Don't be controlled by what well, I used to. Too many people are living, too many Christians are living in the past. You cannot change the past, but you can change the present and you can change the future by putting your faith in God. The blood in the book of God's Word today will change everything. And thank God if you're living in depression and defeat, listen, you today can have hope. You can hope in God. The real hope for you today is the hope that we have and that is found in Him. God will never fail you. God will never fail you today. The darkest page, listen to this. The darkest page in your life amazes God. Because it was in those dark places that His amazing grace came and brought hope to your soul. Satan's plan is to assassinate your hope. To destroy you and to leave you broken and busted. But thank God, here we got a God that lifts you up. I don't care how low you've gotten. I don't care how defeated you are. We've got a God who's the God of all hope. Amen. That's what we have in Him. God said in Hosea, let me just give you a couple quick thoughts and we're through. God said in Hosea, I will hedge up thy way. Now, this is interesting because God promised actually to put obstacles in the way of the Israelites.
Thank you for tuning in to End the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.